and keep me in your prayers. I know you will. It's complicated. Just help me to get the medical help I need. I'm desperate. And I'm going to try to teach as long as I can tonight. And then we will ask some of you to share, maybe. I have never fought such a battle to stay in the pulpit. It's been that way for months. And since I moved into these messages on Job, I know they're from the Lord. And I know we need them. And that's all I'm going to say. We're a very small remnant. That's the understatement. And we're being closed in a very place you can feel it coming in on you. But we are coming through this great storm. Acts 27 was a template for the last days. And I thank the Lord for the template. I thank the Lord for the apostolic agreement. I mention this each week because you're going to need to understand how we bring down strongholds. We must. There's going to be several messages on how to bring down strongholds. But we have an example when the Apostle Paul reached Rome. You remember that, coming by the sea. The Lord stood down. He reached Rome along with Peter in AD 67. And they agreed regarding the faith once delivered. And they were martyred. That's what sealed their testimony. That's what sealed the word of God. They were followed by the Apostle John. And the Lord also stood down with John for the writing of that 66th book. He escaped martyrdom, was a prisoner in Patmos when he wrote the final book of the Old Testament, sealing that faith once delivered by Peter and Paul. That sealed it. And then he sealed the more sure word of prophecy. It would not be Rome as the last empire, but Babylon. I'm not going to say much more than that. The evil plot of Rome that was unfolded after that was to totally destroy the early church. He tried to. He couldn't. And then to replace Israel in bringing in the kingdom so that they could be the church and the kingdom. It would totally have eclipsed God's purposes. But as you know, they prevailed with the Godhead. It took three of them, but they prevailed with the Godhead, two or three. And when they touched him, they became sealed documents. They're sealed. And there will be a judgment for tampering with a sealed document. Revelation 22, don't add or take away. You think about that in the natural. If you are delivered a sealed document, it's against the law to tamper with it in any way. So we owe them very much because the Lord is building his church. And I don't mean to mention this again, but we are surviving a very evil plot right now. And I believe a little remnant agreed with the Lord. Luke 18:6, when the Lord lamented will I find faith when the Son of Man cometh. That's this window. That's that window right now. That's what he was so worried about. I'm not going to find faith. But I have to believe that God touched this little remnant. And they touched God. And they learned what an apostolic agreement was. And when you do stand on that, God moved. And we're watching our nation turn. You're watching a miracle of God. This was the dark hat of Satan. And you can tell by the rage on the left that he intended to prevail. But God. Now, I'm not going to say anymore. In the days ahead, we'll face many times when the Lord will say, I need you to stand with me. Just stand. Having done all, stand. And sometimes that's not so easy. We're going into a final move of God's Holy Spirit. They will be times of restoration. Understand, it's complex. It's not a blessing. It involves the krema, where God will make a final decision time, or our Lord as the walking judge. Thank God, the living church will have a decision time. The Geshem rain will be heavy. It will be the early rain and the latter rain in a short space. We have not walked through anything like that. It'll come outside the broken cisterns of man that could not hold this revival. It couldn't come down their waterway. They were broken. And I have just one message for the church, and it's from John, John's own word. He that hath an ear, let him hear. What does that mean? You'd better listen when this move goes forth, or you will never escape out of this world through the open door. It's not my move or your move. It's God's sagyapatoishama. A sovereign move of God is coming. And the Lord wants to deliver us, and I'm going to speak this, out of the mouth of the lion. Who is the mouth of the lion? Babylon. It's getting ready to swallow the church. And this move will counter that. It's the only hope if they have an ear to hear. Now I'm going to go continue in the mystery of Job. If you want to find your place there, if my voice will hold for a little bit. This mysterious book, the oldest book, the 19th book, I've been over that. But the book of Job is a mystery. It was about Job. You could read in Job 1:1 what God thought of this man. There was a man. But the most important thing is, Job was a Gentile. Now, do you understand what that means? This foreshadowed God's great mystery, that he was going to visit the Gentiles with a high and heavenly calling. That's what Satan got a whiff of. And when he did, he came all the way down from his throne in heaven, the second heavens. Now that's a long way down here, and walked around this man. What kind of faith is that? Job had his eyes on the heavens. He spoke about the empty place. He spoke about the Maserah, or the great span of stars that really tell the gospel. And this is something Satan fears. Satan's greatest fear is that the church will rise. Satan's greatest fear is that the church will rise out of these 7 good years. He's petrified. Because it will be only the church that will replace him in high and heavenly places. Israel doesn't have that particular calling as a nation, but they're called into the high calling. Later, the Apostle Paul penned these mysteries in the Pauline Gospel. There were 12 mysteries. 10 were given by Paul, 2 by John. But why was this age so mysterious? It was hidden in God, a secret. But it was in the mind of God way back here in Job. So God knew about this coming, and Satan did too. Tried to destroy Job. Job went into a 3-part trial. Each of them had 3 parts. You couldn't make that up. Body, soul, and spirit. I won't go over all that. But it was a divine trial. God permitted it because he was doing a work in Job. The first was his body, material children. The second, the soul. Fiery darts by 3 good friends. They were believers. They admired him until he was cast out. You go down into a trial and you'll find out who will stand with you. And so we have been over these. I'll save a little time. Because these 3 friends were believers, but they were in a system. Job was not in a religious system. He was outside. As long as God prospered him, they admired him. But the moment he was cast down, they found out what was in these systems that these believers were a part of, and were given a revelation once again of the charismatic movement in the first Eliphaz, and I won't go over all that. This is a large movement. Timnath was in the south, and it just happens to be that the charismatic movement is basically in the south of our nation. Think of that. They're a contemporary movement. And there are many things, errors in their doctrine. I'm not going over all those again. I've been over them. But one of the things that they end with is the kingdom now. And that is, most of them believe in a great kingdom upon this earth. That means they will not touch the heavenly kingdom that Paul promised to the church. There's errors, and certainly they were a novice, as I said. Anyone that believes in wealth and health for everybody is a novice. You've never been through a trial of any sort, and all that they believe. I just want to say that there are thousands of people in this movement. Think about it. It's a stronghold. And this movement has made entrance into the Catholic movement, charismatic Catholics, charismatic Lutherans, charismatic this and that. So they have made some inroads. Consider that. Then Bildad the Great. Traditionalists is a type of organized denominations. deep roots, high walls. I don't know what you think about all these, but these are real strongholds. Protestant churches claim they came out of the Reformation. That's over 500 years ago. And the main one, the Catholic Church, has roots clear back to the diaspora when Israel went into captivity. That's when that began, in 70 AD. I'm only going to say this much. If you put them compared to the Pentecostal movement, we're just a little over 100 years old. And that's true of the evangelicals. We're considered very young by these greater denominations. The Roman Catholic Church claims to be the universal church, having deep roots, but she didn't come before 67 AD. Did you catch that? When Paul and Peter sealed the faith in 67 AD, she didn't come into being till after 70 AD. So she couldn't undo that doctrine that was sealed. That's what I'm trying to say. Though they have tried, she claims to be the mother church. And she believes at her core, all these denominations should come back under her. Did you know that? That is their belief. Don't think for a moment that they are looking at different denominations and we'll all be one big family. That may last for a little while, but her core belief is that she was to be the mother church. But I can tell them that the early church was the mother church. The early church founded by Paul under a sevenfold unity in Ephesians 4. Of all these denominations, and I apologize for my voice, 80 to 85% are covenant theology. Did you hear me? The deeper the roots, the higher the walls, and the greater the stronghold. When I say that, it's worrisome that only about 15% have escaped that doctrine. And then we covered briefly Zophar of the bird family, the theological world. And the doctrine there is simply going to Babylon, the birds and the trees, the bird family, Matthew 13, Revelations 18, clear back to Matthew 13, I gave you that, Revelations 18, a tree with birds in it. And so the vast majority of the theological world will take you down into Babylon. Babylon, Revelation 17 and 18. That's where those are teaching pastors and teachers and everyone. Then over them are seminaries with strongholds. We have no idea how strong these seminaries are. They hold control over total denominations. And there are heads of these powerful people, strongholds. Later, I'm going to speak on giants in the land. Beyond that. So, going to Joshua briefly here, and then I may have to close. When he crossed the Jordan, he saw Jericho. And Jericho represents the strongholds that I just gave you in Job. religious strongholds. I was looking at their walls today. They boasted in their walls. They really weren't that high, but they were very thick, about 13 to 14 feet high. But in the center, they had a high tower. And with that high tower, it was way up in the air, and they could see anyone coming across the Jordan. So this was a watchtower to watch any enemies coming into crossing the Jordan and into the land that they claim. Now, all I'm going to say is we sing songs about the walls of Jericho. But this is what we're going to face spiritually as we make a crossing into the heavenly land. Ephesians 6, you won't be dealing with earthly strongholds, but strongholds behind these denominations. They're holding the land. I'm going to return to a message on strongholds later. What they are and how they are cast down. And I probably won't be like this, I hope. But Israel, just look at Israel, Zechariah 4:8. Did you know Israel's going to go under an occupation by Babylon? Please understand. Right now they're friends, a protectorate, but they will go under Babylon at some point. It'll be a great mountain that will occupy them. Zechariah 4 said, this great mountain shall come down by my spirit. Now that will be a natural physical battle, but think of that battle to take the land of Israel. The Lord had seen Isaiah 63 with his garments blood soaked all the way down. And we can somehow understand that because it's natural. He'll have a sword of the Spirit. I don't know what that is, but blood will go to the horse's bridles. He's almost alone. Ishalomo, think of it, that he's going to take down these strongholds that are going to be in the land of Israel. But before that, the church is going to face spiritual strongholds over the land that is spiritual. And I'm going to take a look later when my voice is better. Someone says, how is God going to move in these last days? Zechariah 4:8. By my spirit. And so the church is going to be visited before Israel. But look at the example of Israel, what it took to claim that land. Only a third of Israel came through. Two-thirds of that little nation will not come through. That's scripture. We sit here and think, oh, this is going to be glorious. But there was a bloodbath. Now as we come to the church, I'm going to start closing because of my voice. This move of God coming for the church are times of restoration. What does that mean? The church has to be restored back where they were. We're not going out like we are. That's the point. We're going to go back to how it was in the very beginning. I'm only going to say, as a remnant, and I'll close with this because I just can't talk any longer. The trials we are going through as a remnant, They have been difficult trials, I know for myself. Very difficult. God is preparing you to stand with the Lord in these times of restoration. He's going to bring down as a sword right in the middle of the churches. And I'm going to come back because I can't do this justice. But I've been asking the Lord how he was going to move. And I believe he's giving me some insight. And you will need to be prepared to stand with the Lord. I'll close except for just remember Acts 2 on the day of Pentecost. God moved sovereignly, suddenly, all of a sudden, there it was. And God may move like that again. And a church that is all these strongholds. And what do you do with a move like that? I'm sorry, I'm going to ask any of you if you want to share something to take the rest of the time. And pray for me that I can get help. It's a deep work going all the way back to the old nature. Well, I won't be in this shape, but hopefully next week. But pray for me as I've got to get a proper diagnosis. It's just, you can't believe what happened. But I know what's wrong, but how to get help. I know what I have. Yes.